Hallelujah. You ready? All right. Well, glory to God. Welcome to the Darrell campus students and all of you that are online. Amen. Father, we're so thankful for the Holy Ghost. We thank you that he's the true teacher. We know nothing, he knows everything. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you for spiritual covering and apostolic protection, correction, and direction. It's because of our connection we are who we are. We are who we are by the grace of God. So we thank you. We thank you for these students who have come from many long ways after working to hear what you have to say tonight. I ask you to give them ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to believe. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is Catching the Waves. We're in chapter 1. We've been talking about the seven Old Testament revivals. That's it's not in this book, but it's in another book, Reviving the Revival. So we're going to start with number 5, do 6 and 7, then we're going to go a step further. Okay? So what's number 5?
King Josiah.
King Josiah.
2 Kings chapter 22 and 23,
and
verse 2.
And 2 Kings chapter 22. 22 and 23.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry.
I know you were saying it wrong. That's why I'm listening.
2 Chronicles 34 and 35.
And 2 Chronicles 34 and 35. So you have 2 Kings chapter 22 and 23 and 2 Chronicles chapters number 34 and 35.
Two revivals after the exile.
This was the two revivals that were after the exile. Read. Josiah was the godly son
of the evil man Sheth.
Of the evil man Sheth.
Who led Israel astray.
Who led Israel astray.
The people didn't have a clue.
Now watch this. The people didn't have a clue.
Of what was required of them.
Of what was required of them.
As a teenager king.
Teenager king.
Josiah. Began to seek God and purge the land.
He began to seek God and to purge the land from idols.
While repairing the temple. The book of the law was found. And he heard it.
And Josiah heard it.
The people recommitted themselves.
And the Bible says after Josiah heard it, the fear of God came upon him. That's added. Okay, go ahead, read.
The people recommitted themselves to the covenant and expressed this in a massive Passover festival.
Remember that revival, we said, impacts or changes what? The whole society. A revival is not a revival if you're the only one being impacted. It will change your city. It will change your state. It will change your nation. And it will impact other nations. Now, come on, that's what Jesus said. Go ye into all the world, right? And teach what? Oh, y'all must be don't read your Bible. That's the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and do what? Teach all nations. Yeah, you got Matthew 28, and then you got Mark 16. Are you listening to me? Yeah, I know it say go ye into over. Yeah. But this say teach all nations. Teach all nations what? To observe what I taught you. That's revival. Okay, read.
Under Zerubbabel. Ezra 5 and 6. Hezekiah and Zechariah. Prophesied to the people.
They prophesied or foretold to the people.
And the people returned back to their God.
And the people did what? Returned back to their God. So one of the characteristics of revival is that people return to God. Are you listening? I mean, you can sit up here and act like a church folk all you want. I've been around a little bit. Church folks drift. Hebrews 2 and 1 say we ought to get a more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest at any time we should let them what? Slip. The Message Bible say lest we drift away from it. Are you listening? New Testament revival operates on the principle of what? Continuous. It's a continuous thing. New Testament revival never ceases, never comes to an end. Read. For 7 days they celebrated.
With joy.
With joy.
The festival of unleavened bread.
With joy, the festival of unleavened bread.
Revival had come.
Revival had come.
Under Nehemiah's time.
In Nehemiah chapter 9. And Nehemiah chapter number 9.
And 12.
And chapter 12.
Verses
44 through 47.
The people fasted and repented.
The people did what?
Fasted.
The people fasted and repented.
Now,
let me help y'all. It's not in your book. You're not going to find this in your book. Okay? So y'all looking, y'all like, oh, Lord, where the man of God at? That's not in your book. Already told you. This is the seven revivals that came from another book, but I'm going into it in detail because my apostle took me in detail. Are you listening? So I want you to have an understanding, because the Bible say all things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. You know, they say if you don't learn the lessons that history taught, you're apt to what?
Repeat
them. Are you listening? All right. And all history is not bad. Are you listening? It don't mean you have to repeat a mistake. You could repeat some good stuff. Oh, come on now. Y'all know y'all had that negative thought. Come on now. Yeah, bad history. No, there's some good history. Are you listening? All right. Go ahead. Read.
The people fasted and repented.
The people fasted and repented.
For what they had done.
For what they had done.
And the choir sang.
The people fasted and repented for what they had done. That if I can't teach you nothing else, you will never mature in life. You will never grow if you're always blaming somebody else for what you don't want to do. Amen. Are you listening to me? The devil can get no credit for where we're not going. You want to know why? He can't stop us. He can't shut you down and cannot block you out. So he gets no credit. Some of y'all can't handle that because you've been blaming him. Can't blame him. You can't blame God for not doing nothing, because he's already done everything he's going to do. So he said, I'm finished. Now put the finished work in your hand. Go do it. That's Nike. Yeah, in the Greek, that's a true statement. In the Greek, the word Nike is really overcome and victory. So if we just do it, we're going to come out right. You ain't got to figure this out. Just do it. You can't figure God out. Just do what he say, and his word will do the work. Okay? Read.
The people fasted and repented.
The people fasted and repented.
For what they had done.
For what they had done.
And the choir sang.
And the choir sang.
And they offered great sacrifices.
And they offered great sacrifices.
And it was heard all over the land.
And it was heard where? All over the land. These are the seven revivals of the Old Testament. Go back and listen to those things. You may see some of it on the test. Read.
It also summarizes 9 outstanding characteristics.
All right. In that book, it also summarized 9 outstanding characteristics
of the major Old Testament revivals.
Of the major Old Testament revivals. Here they are. 9 characteristics of Old Testament revival. Read.
It occurred in a day of deep moral darkness.
All right. Revival always occur in a day of deep moral darkness or deep moral decay. Watch this. You need go no further. We're in revival right now. Oh, come on now. Paul told his son Timothy in the last days perilous times would come. Come on, we have enough happening right now to see something is going on in the earth realm. Earthquakes everywhere. Hurricanes reaching category 5 status. The folk don't know what to do. Hello, somebody. Huh? Earthquakes in diverse places. Nations rising up against nation. Children disobedient, unthankful, covenant breakers. Huh? So we know, watch this. And I always tell every class this. Never be afraid of the dark. I've never seen darkness put out light. Darkness cannot put out light. Y'all want to know what darkness is? The absence of light. So in deep moral
darkness
and in deep moral decay and national what?
Depression.
And national depression, hello, God says shine the light. Oh, come on now. See, we've been singing a song. Jesus is the light of the world. Y'all like that? Now raise your hand. Yeah, Jesus is the light. Well, you see, it's okay. But you got to follow. You got to go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. But watch what Jesus said. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. You want to know why he said that? Because there would be a day he would leave and you would become the light of the world. And darkness can't put out light. It is the darkness is the absence of light. So when we show up, light come on the scene. Okay, what's number two?
It begins in the heart of one consecrated servant.
Revival begins in the heart of one consecrated servant.
Of God. Who became the energizing power. Behind the revival.
Or the catalyst of the revival. All through the Bible, God used who? Men. So quit talking about God don't need you. He need us. Can I put it another way? Revival begins with us. Read.
God used the vessel to quicken.
God used that vessel to quicken.
And lead the nation back to faith. And in obedience to him.
I'm going to tell you all something right now. Well, don't worry about the government. Don't worry about President Donald Trump. Hello, somebody. I don't care what he do. What he do cannot change God's agenda.
Amen.
God raises up every leader. I don't know why people get upset. Church folk won't teach you this because they never prayed for President Barack Obama. Hello, I'm talking about the church now. But it's only when they get somebody they like. I'm talking about the church now. I ain't talking about the world. God told us to pray for our leaders, all of them. Huh? But because he wasn't the right skin tone, the church at large wouldn't pray for him. I'm talking about revival now. We talking about dark moral decay and all this stuff. We don't even understand the workings of God. God raised up Pharaoh. Hello. God said, I raised up Pharaoh. Why? So I can show my power in him. Hello, somebody. God say, I did that. God raised up President Barack Obama. I don't care what them evangelicals saying out there. Hello. If you're going to be apostolic, you got to teach the truth. You don't sway to go with the crowd. God raised up President Barack Obama, and he also raised up President Trump. He will give you exactly what you asked for. Israel wanted a king. God said, I won't be your king. Oh, no problem. Y'all want a king? He gonna enslave your children. Hello. He gonna make them servants and you too. All right. God said, I want to be your king. Read. Each revival rested on the word of God.
And most were a result of preaching. And proclaiming God's law. And prophecy with power.
Notice here's the key, with power. Oh, Lord, I love that. Oh, come on now. Where's the beef? You know, I got to be honest. You heard Apostle just say it in the last class. One of the outstanding characteristics of Jesus' ministry is he taught as one that had authority. He acted, well, not just acted, like he knew what he was talking about. When he showed up to the gravesite of Lazarus, hello, somebody, and they told him, well, you've been dead for 4 days now, his body now stinketh. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I didn't come here to pray. I came to get him up. All right, y'all ready for this? God don't send us out to pray. He sent us out to get people up. Oh, I understand. We have a ministry of praying for the sick. But God said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Jesus never made no excuse for why somebody sick didn't get healed. It's a new church, baby. Because of the apostolic, we're going to be commissioning people just a little bit different. We will say, go heal the sick. Not pray for them, heal them. No, heal them. You can't heal the sick if you don't recognize you have the power to do it. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devil, cleanse the leper. That's true revival, baby. That's true revival. Somebody in the city going to bring the whole city to their knees. Let somebody who have MS get out of a wheelchair. Read.
All resulted in a return.
All resulted in a return.
To the true worship of Jehovah.
To the true worship of Jehovah God. That is the purpose of revival, is to bring men, women, boys, and girls back to God's original plan, back to God. Read.
Each witnessed the destruction of high places.
Each revival under the Old Testament, those seven we've been talking about, witnessed the destruction of high places, idol worshipers. Come on now. I love the prophet Elijah. Yo, you got a God out there? Call on him. I'm going to go eat some lunch while y'all out there practicing. Go ahead. He got eyes he can't see, got ears he can't hear. What's wrong? He on vacation? Is he sleeping today? Is his staff off? Go ahead. They did all that. The prophets of Baal. And God, Elisha said, a God that answers by fire. That's the real God. Hello, somebody. But you got to have contact to act like that. See, that's true revival. The whole nation came back because there was a display of God on the scene. He answered by fire. He said, fill up that trunk. Fill it up with water. Soak them logs a while. Y'all want, we can come back in 6 weeks. Don't matter how much water in there, God will still answer by fire. Read.
Each witnessed the destruction of high places.
Each witnessed the destruction of high places.
Idols and false religions.
Idols and false religions.
And gods.
And gods.
And each revival.
In each revival,
there was a recorded separation.
There was a recorded separation
from sins.
There was a recorded separation from sin.
Complete cleansing.
There was a complete cleansing.
Holiness and purity.
Holiness and cleansing. This is in a revival. This is the purpose of revival, to bring us back to God. Hello, somebody. To bring us where? Back to who? Back to God's original plan. And I tell you, read Romans 6. You get some victory. You get to see the essence of true revival is what's happening in the apostolic. A return of heaven to earth government. We're living in a day now where people don't want to be governed. Come on now. Church members and maybe you don't want no governors. Everybody want to leave their father and go start a church. Hello. Don't get too deep into that, Reverend. Please move on. All right.
In every revival. They exalted. In the sacrifice of blood.
In every revival, they exalted in the sacrifice of blood. Y'all want to know why? Because only the blood can remove sin. Y'all ready for this? Not only does the blood remove sin, children. The blood is the only thing, watch this now, that can purge your conscience from dead works. Are you listening to me? Not the blood of bulls, the blood of goats, and the ashes of a heifer. They only covered sin. But the real blood, are you listening? Doesn't cover it. It completely washes it away. Read.
All recorded revivals. For a restoration of great joy and gladness.
Show a restoration of great joy and gladness.
In each revival was followed by a period of great national prosperity.
And each revival was marked by a revival of great national prosperity. I wonder where money cometh come from. I wonder if money cometh was the sign of an end time revival that would sweep nations. When God's people connect to apostolic government. hello somebody. In order for you to be an apostle, everybody got these cards. Everybody have these titles. We have a real apostle. Amen. No, not because I say so. Not because I say so. Because he have the proof. Show me the proof. A woman tell me she can cook gumbo. She. The proof is in the eating of the gumbo. It may look pretty. Amen. I'm not on none, so ain't no sense y'all worry about me worrying about it right now. But you know, if you're a good cook, you know, really, if you really can cook gumbo, you never have to advertise. Because the people you serve it to will become your best advertiser. But I hope your husband ain't lying to you. Just to stay married. All right, let's go to chapter number 2.
Characteristics of end time
revival. This is the characteristics of an end time revival. Read.
Spiritual timing.
Spiritual timing.
And Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
Spiritual timing is the key to end time revival. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Read. What does it say?
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
Notice what it says. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Say spiritual timing. You heard what Apostle said in last class, right? You don't want to be ahead of God, huh? Because you can get destroyed. Some people are too in a hurry to start ministry. Some people are too in a hurry. They don't want to sit down and serve nobody for 19 and 20 years. They get the itch after 3. Some people come into church with 1 foot in and the other one out. They only here for a season. Amen. We send your people for a season. You ready for this? But they leave and never get seasoned. And if you don't have no season in you, huh, you're not going to taste very good. Well, that's okay. You don't have to shout. Watch what I'm about to say. Spiritual timing is the key to one say. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, watch what this say, with one accord, watch this, in one place. Watch this. We have a lot of people in one place, but not with one accord. We have a lot of people in one place, but without agenda. Because anytime in leadership, you have different visions called dice division. Huh? They're not connected. When you are a leader, you're connecting everybody to your man of God. Did you hear that? When you operating from delegated authority, you point everybody to the one who appointed you. That's how churches stay in divine order. You don't have that little renegade out there that got somebody whispering in his ear, you preach better than pastor. They lying. They just trying to get you off. Amen. And you bought that bill of goods. And go out there and get 4 members. You, your wife, and your 2 children. And never grow. Okay, come on, read, son.
God's time is precise.
God's time is precise.
In every outpouring.
In every outpouring. God's time is precise in every outpouring. Hurry up.
A kairos.
A kairos, that's time. Read.
A specific appointed time in God.
It's a specific appointed time in God. Look at me. Look at me. Don't be in a hurry. See, in Ecclesiastes 3:1, you write it down. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Somebody get it. You need to get it. Don't worry about him. He got to stick with the notes. Come on, Ecclesiastes 3:1. Don't want to quote it. I want you to read it. What did it say?
To everything.
Not some things. To what?
Everything.
To everything.
There's a season.
To everything, there is a season.
And a time for every purpose.
And a time.
Every purpose.
And a time.
To every purpose.
Thank you. I know. Don't get too excited. Read right. There's a season and a time to every purpose.
Under the heaven.
Under the heaven. Did you catch that? Now, if you go a step farther, you got to go over to Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 4. Just so you understand. I don't have to read a whole bunch of it. But I want you to understand, it starts off talking about the heir, as long as he's a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he's Lord of everything. giving a picture of the church. Huh? We really are Lord of everything. But you're under tutors and governors until, watch this, the time appointed of the Father. There it is again. To everything there's a time. Did y'all notice, say, until the time appointed of who? The time appointed of who? All right, then you shouldn't be going out if your spiritual father didn't release you, didn't send you. You're out on your own. Then farther down it talks about, and when the fullness of time was come. I wanted you to see that. The time appointed of the Father and the fullness of time was come. Jesus was born under the law. Are you listening? Now, that's important because nobody needs to be in a hurry, nothing. God has an appointed time to fulfill his purpose in your life. But you got to train properly. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead to the next one.
God moves on time and spiritual timing.
God moves on time and spiritual timing.
Is the key spiritual harvest.
It's the key to spiritual harvest. Go ahead.
Spiritual preparation. Preparation.
Spiritual preparation.
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
Spiritual preparation. Acts 2, 1.
They were all with one accord in one place.
They were all with one accord in one place.
God cannot move unless man.
God cannot move unless man.
Have prepared themselves.
Have properly prepared themselves.
In accordance to his word.
In accordance with what?
His word.
His word. Now, you know, Jesus took and was training 12 apostles. Y'all recognize that, right? Huh? One of them gave away his bishopric by betraying the master. But don't worry about it. Jesus said, I chose 12 and one of you is the devil. So what you tripping for? Jesus said, I chose 12 and I know the devil I chose. Somebody had to betray me. Hello. So I ain't surprised. Jesus says, the one who I'm dipping this thing in and I'm about to give this sop to him. Hello. Then he said, go do what you're going to do quickly. They think he going out with the money bag, going to help the poor or something because they were illiterate. Because they wasn't filing close enough. Hello. To find out that when Jesus was ministering, the devil was out doing something else. But the devil did cast out devils. The devil did heal the sick. Uh-huh. Y'all don't believe that. Uh-huh. Jesus said, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, go into in. Uh-huh. Some people going to say, we cast out devil in your name. We heal in your name. We prophesied in your name. We did all this in your name. And Jesus said, going to say, I didn't know you. I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Uh-huh, that'll get your attention, won't it? Huh, that'll keep you from thinking you a walking wonder. I'm talking about revival here. Come on now. But preparation is the key. Are you listening? So he told them, what's wrong?
We done?
Who's sick? Boy, y'all know this is sure. Lord, y'all better stop.
All right.